I've been a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, give her a hand. That's amazing.
The counterpart of Daryl's admitting to being a pussy is Samantha's spontaneous recognition that she had been a bitch. She now recognizes the part that she played in Daryl's need to withdraw.
What happened up here? Tell us what happened.
At first, as you probably thought, I thought it was a load of crap. And in a way, I didn't think I could change my perception of things so quickly. I was looking at my life as like a pie, like an apple pie.
Yes.
And I had a part for my kids, and I had a part for Daryl, and I had a part for this, that, and the other. But there was only one single goddamn crumb left on my plate, and that was for me, and it's obviously not enough. And I need to try and bring back some pieces of pie for myself, and yeah. I need to do that. And that's, I need to include, Daryl needs to be, our piece of pie needs to be together.
But your relationship and you are not just a pie, because a pie only has so much and then it's gone. And you're not that, honey. And I think you got it here because you couldn't have said more hurtful things. You did your best. And I know a lot of it is absolutely what you felt true. But I mean, you dug about as deep as you could. For any man to hear any of those things would usually make most men run.
Sorry.
No, you're not. You're glad you did it.
Now Tony will move to step 6, to condition the new behavior. When you have made a change, it is important to think about how you will sustain the change in the future. Tony will ensure that the positive change will continue in the future by using a variety of techniques, such as visualizing a better future, anticipating how new obstacles will be overcome, and by considering metaphors that will inspire joyous new relationships between Samantha and Daryl.
How many of us in this room come up with metaphors that make us believe that we are limited, or there are limited resources, or only so much, and then we wonder why we're stressed? It's an illusion. You can also not use a metaphor, because all metaphors have limits. You can decide who he is for you and who you are for him.
Tony moves to step 7, relate. Relating Daryl's and Samantha's new choices to their highest needs and the overall purpose of their lives. Now Tony is showing them how they can meet the same needs through their devotion and determination to each other and the relationship. When each partner finds the way to meet their deepest needs through the relationship will become solid.
Between this man and woman, can they provide certainty for each other every day if they choose to? Yes or no?
Yes.
0 to 10, how much can they give each other?
10.
Can they provide unending variety just because the fact that they're men and women? 0 to 10, how much? 10. Can they, for each other, provide more significance than anything in the world can provide when they look in each other's eyes, or they love each other, or he looks at her and just has presence, or she looks at him and grabs him, or she grabs her, or they make love passionately? How significant can they make each other feel? 0 to 10. 10. How much love could they express to each other? Is there any limit to the amount they could give to one another? Yes or no? In fact, when you're really loving, you don't measure. He went to level, I'm just going to give you love because I love you. And there's a point where you got that you thought, I love him. Yes, he's going to do shit I hate at times, but I love him. Am I right?
Yeah.
So you guys moved up to just giving it. In fact, you were doing things that hurt him, not wanting to hurt him, just wanting to open him, get him to be there. And he loved you anyway. And he's done things that he knows that hurt you. And you just came back and loved him anyway. You just went through a level of growth and contribution to yourselves and each other. That is what the life, that's why you're in a relationship. Because there's no place that'll bring up more fear, and there's no place that'll bring up more growth, and there's no place on earth where you're going to experience more love. Give her a hand.